Hall, Lucinda. St. Helena Sanitarium, California, April 7th, 1904. Dear Sister Lucinda Hall, we are now preparing to leave our pleasant home 1 week from next Monday. We meet W.C. White the next day at Los Angeles. We shall have ourselves packed in the tourist car, in the center, if possible. I shall go, trusting in the Lord, in 1 week or less. We shall be in Washington without change of cars if the Lord prospers us. I wish you could see our place now. Large cherry trees in blossom, full of encouraging presentment of abundant fruit. The prune trees are full of blossoms. The weather is beautiful. We rode out with Sister Whitney and her daughter Jenny, and they enjoyed the scenery very much. But I had an ill turn yesterday. They were here to take dinner with us, but I had to keep to my room. I cannot tell what was the trouble, but I could not eat and felt sick all over. Retired at 8 o'clock, slept until 12, awoke, felt better, but did not dare to eat except a cup of Nutto's preparation, and ate a limited dinner today. But I have aroused myself to write a few lines to you. We hope to see your face in Washington, and you can be a help to us in planning. We do want all the capabilities of those that have been over the ground. I hope to see you there. They tell us a house will be furnished for us when we get there. We shall not do as at first proposed, to take W.C. White's family, for we know this would be expensive, and the car fare is about $57.50, reduced rates. I do not take drawing room. We could not afford to pay this amount, so May and children remain in their home. Marion remains to finish the important book upon temperance. One worker remains with her, Sister Graham, an excellent, faithful Christian girl. Sister Nelson also remains to take charge of the ones we leave. She has a large flock of laying hens, and we have 2 cows giving milk. A little heifer, 2 years and 3 months old, that we valued, by report, to be of excellent stock. And, to our surprise, she has a calf, the prettiest little thing, and the mother gives from 9 to 10 quarts per day. I am raising her calf. I have 2 beautiful Jersey calves, and they are more than 1 year old, and 2 Jersey stock, one 1 week old, the other 1 month old. We have fruit to be cared for, and we shall not spend the winter in the East unless the Lord indicates this is our duty, and the work and cause of God demand that we attend to things in Washington with our brethren who are carrying the burden of the work. If we return previous to the cold weather setting in there, we will have our things all prepared for winter. We shall then return, if the Lord will, and come home by the southern route, and we can call at Los Angeles and San Diego and see what the climate is there for winter. But Mountain View has the best climate, and the best advantages for the printing office, and the most wonderful site for a school, giving great advantages for the agricultural and various kinds of industries to be carried on. We must settle as fast as possible, for time is short, the end is near, and every evidence is that we shall have stormy times before us, and we would get out of the cities and establish ourselves in the very best locations possible. Mountain View is not a city, only a settlement of few homes, a town, we should call it, but has all the city conveniences. Here we think our Healdsburg School should locate and become a school of the first order. We want to be ready to lay hold of every advantage possible to make a quick work in training our best in our schools to prepare workers. I went to Healdsburg and spoke only twice Sabbath and Sunday. Sabbath, the first of the meeting, and Sunday at the close of the meeting. The citizens of Healdsburg sent in a request for a meeting appointment Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and Mrs. White speak at that hour. The house was full, crowded, and I had been sick all through the week, having taken a severe cold and took treatment, the heaviest kind, for the cold during the week. It was a weak, feeble woman that arose to speak. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and I had a message for those assembled, from Revelation chapter 1 and chapter 2. The Lord strengthened me, and the people expressed the greatest satisfaction, I am told. Next morning, we were on our way home, around by Petaluma by cars and ferry boats, and although the rain poured down the whole week, all were much encouraged with the meeting. I have not been well since that sickness, but I shall go to Washington, if the Lord wills, starting next Monday. Clarence Chrysler, Maggie Hare, my chief worker, Willie and Sarah and Doris Robinson will follow later. Now this is a great undertaking for me. We intend to be at the meeting at Berrien Springs at the time appointed. So now you know what we will attempt to do. We will meet you soon. In love.